A documentary showing statewide on 360 North this evening chronicles the wilderness adventures of Gene Aspin and Tom Irons. Arctic Sun, Fulfilling the Dream is the story of Gene, her husband Tom, and their son Luke as they spend a year in the Brooks Range, out of contact, and building their own cabin. When she was in her 20s, Gene went into the Arctic with her first husband, living off the land for 4 years.
Actually, we put a canoe into the Yukon at Circlin, canoed down the river, and then pulled up into the Brooks Range, and didn't start a cabin until quite late in the fall. And it was quite an adventure. That's my first book, Arctic Daughter.
Tom, I wanted to ask you also about the beginning of your experience. You were working in California, then you moved to Arizona. When Gene first talked about the Arctic, what did you think about the prospect of going to a place that most who aren't familiar with it would consider a scary, sub-zero, formidable wilderness?
Well, it was interesting. I had read her first book, and I was real clear. I had no desire to visit Alaska, let alone consider living there. It took her 6 years to drag me to Alaska. And basically, she's never been able to get Alaska out of my system. I fell in love with it the first summer that I spent here. We spent 6 weeks of the summer up in the Brooks Range on a very beautiful lake, very large, beautiful lake. And I thought, boy, I want more of this. I'd love to spend the entire summer up there, not knowing that the 6 weeks I had been there was the entire summer.
How does living in the wilderness, completely out of contact with family, friends, really anyone, how does this change you and change your perspective on life?
When Tom and I and our son, who was six at the time, and our woman friend Lori flew into the Brooks Range for 14 months, we had scheduled one flight to come in around November with the idea that we were hoping to do some filming and send the film out then, and to let our families know that we had actually survived. At that point, Lori left, so then it was just Tom and I and Luke that would live there until the following summer when breakup came. And then after that, we explored some into the mountains and then canoed the 600 miles back out. So it was very remote. So I think a lot has to do with how you take the experience of being remote. Some people end up, I hear people say all the time, I couldn't live with my husband for, you know, that amount of time without interruption.
Why was this or is this important, this Herculean effort to move above the Arctic Circle, build a cabin, live for first a year? Why are these types of experiences important?
For me, that touch with the planet is fundamental to who I am. Perhaps my early life introduced me to that. I think when people ask, why is it necessary to preserve wilderness? Why should we not just turn it all into fuel for our cars? And the answer to me is that this planet is who we are. We evolved here. Our spiritual roots are in this planet. And when we distance ourselves from that, we begin to lose touch with our own souls.
Gene Aspin and Tom Irons and their son Luke are the subjects of the documentary Arctic Sun, Fulfilling the Dream, showing this evening on 360 North statewide.